Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Today is a USDA reporting day, so one quick programming announcement. This afternoon at 12:39 p.m., Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics out of Atchison, Kansas, will go ahead and delve into the details of today's 11 a.m. report release as we move forward off of those numbers. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added 74,000 jobs in December. That's the fewest in 3 years. The unemployment rate fell from 7% to 6.7%. That's the lowest level since October of 2008, but the drop occurred partly because more Americans stopped looking for jobs. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 216,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 14-15 marketing year, also flying out of the country 180,000 metric tons of corn. It's headed for unknown destinations during the 13-14 marketing year. And there was a wheat sale this morning as well, 125,700 metric tons of wheat, and that is going to Venezuela, and they broke it up. A little over 46,000 tons is hard red winter, and just over 79,000 tons is hard red spring for delivery in the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,415. It's up 24 points. The NASDAQ, 35.61, up 13.75, and the S&P 500 is 18.36, and it is up 3.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. weather this morning is not any different from what was suggested earlier this week. We're still anticipating a storm system to form in eastern Kansas or western Missouri as we go through the day today, and then it will lift to the northeast, passing through the Great Lakes region as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The storm system promises to leave behind a little bit of a legacy for a significant rain to fall across the central parts of the Midwest and eastern areas as well, and we'll see a band of snow occurring to the north of that, northwest of that actually, and we'll likely see some significant snowfall across portions of Iowa and Wisconsin. This particular disturbance, though, is going to be fast-moving. We'll look for snow accumulations to run from 2 to 5 inches. There might be an isolated 6-inch amount in Wisconsin. And there's a chance for some snow in northwestern Illinois as well, and maybe a little bit of light snow in a very small portion of Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwestern Missouri. But all that will be extremely brief and light. Most of the precipitation will end before it switches over to snow. In the heart of the Midwest, we will certainly be looking at a significant rain amount. It looks like many areas across the region will end up with moisture totals that will run anywhere from about 0.4 inch to 1.5 inches. And there will be some potential for something locally greater at the Ohio River. This particular disturbance will be occurring at the same time that snow is melting across parts of the region, and the end result will be a more significant amount of runoff and some local flooding may occur. We don't expect this to be a real serious problem, but there will certainly be some issues, especially in urban areas where some of the city's sewer systems might be plugged up by snow blocking the openings of those sewer systems and therefore allowing for water to pool in some of the city streets in a significant manner. We will look for an improving weather pattern to occur as we get away from this two-day period. The early part of next week should prove to be generally dry across the Midwest, with one exception, and that is a little disturbance that's going to race across the northern plains probably on Sunday and into the Great Lakes region on Monday. A little bit of light snowfall will occur as the system comes through, and the most significant areas to be impacted will be the region from the eastern Dakotas over to Michigan. There could be a small band of wintry mixed precipitation types that occurs in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. And that will occur as we move forward into the period, again, Sunday night into Monday. Once that little disturbance is out of the way, we'll see another one come along about a few days later, sometime in the latter part of next week. Another little snow event will occur across the northern parts of the Great Lakes region. Our temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be mostly warmer than normal. There will be a short-term bout of cold weather that will likely follow this first round of snow that occurs during the early part of next week. The coolest temperatures will probably end up occurring on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, when we'll see some positive negative single-digit readings for lows across the northern parts of the Midwest, and we'll look for some afternoon highs, mostly confined to the range of some teens and 20s. Outside of that, though, there will be a lot of 20s and 30s in the northern Midwest and 30s and 40s in the south. We'll see a couple of extremes in the lower 50s occurring, all that over this next full week. In the meantime, last night's rain in Argentina turned out to be a little bit of a bust, and not much precipitation of significance occurred in the most important crop areas that had been drying out recently. It looks as though the forecast will bring rain to northern Argentina today, and after that, no other precipitation of much consequence will occur across the key crop areas until Thursday and Friday of next week. That means some of these southern crop areas that have been running true dry are likely to see increased crop stress and some potential for yield losses. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading this morning. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, 639 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Soft May wheat, 690, make that 590 and 3/4, up 1 1/4. March corn, 411 and 3/4, down 1/4. July, 426 and 3/4, down 1. January soybeans, 1302 and 1/4, and they are up 6. July, 1242 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. January soybean meal, 438, up $5. February live cattle, 136.87 and a half, up 32 and a half. And February lean hogs are 85.32 and a half, up 7 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, today is what I like to call Super Bowl Day because it's a four report, and actually five if you include the regular crop production as well as the annual summary report. It's a five report day release, but I think probably at the end of the day it'll be about ending stocks in the U.S., yes?
You're right, Dave. That's certainly where they're going to go first. The big numbers everybody's going to look at is stocks and obviously the production number tends to catch everybody's eye, you know, the 14 billion numbers and things like that on production side, and that's where we're going to look. So, but you're right, stocks are it. The range, I'm sure you've shared with your listeners throughout the week, the range, we're looking at what a 1.8 billion bushel carryover is the average estimate, the 1.8 to 1.85, but the range goes all the way down to 1.65 to 2.0. Boy, if we get a 2 in front of that, Dave, I'm nervous to think what can happen. I don't anticipate seeing a 2 billion bushel carryover projected in this crop report, but it's the government, we never know.
And soybeans, 149, the average guess.
149 there. The range is obviously a lot narrower, 118 to 180. I would tend to think that we're going to come in right around that 149 area. You know, we should hit that average. I mean, again, soybean demand has been very good. China continues to input. Crush capacity continues to go up there. The demand appears good, Dave. What's hurt the soybean market, obviously, in the last few weeks has been the vast improvements in South American weather.
Yeah, and the fact that sooner or later it's going to come on and China will be able to get their beans out of South America.
Absolutely. We will no longer be the number one game in town. Now, obviously, the logistics in South America will continue to be a battle. They're going to have to come supplement their supply out of the U.S. because their logistics still aren't to our level. But bottom line, the bushels will still be there and they'll still get a move.
Okay, so everyone, and I mean just about everyone is leaning bearish. I can't find a bull anywhere. Mm-hmm. So the market likes to be contrary. So if there was a bullish scenario somewhere, what would be the most likely possibility for it?
I think the most bullish scenario would be improved demand. The government would come in and raise exports, raise usage, maybe not take into account the improvements in South America, raise total production worldwide. So if we don't raise total production, we find some ways to increase demand, then you could see a bullish reaction. In my opinion, Dave, that bullish reaction would be short-lived because there's way too much old corn sitting in farmer hands that if we get a 20-cent bullish reaction off a crop report or more, then we're going to see a lot of sell pressure from the countryside if that happens.
Thank you very much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thanks.
That's Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter wheat, May, 638.5, up 2.5. Now it's up 3 at 639. Soft May, 590, up a half. March corn, 411.5, down a half. July, 426.75, down 1. January soybeans, 1302.75, up 6.5. July, 1243, up 2.5. January soybean meal, 437.90, and it is up 490. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.